mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, Ann Coulter did an interview with the New York Observer, the princess of ultra-liberalism, sheathed in a cloaking device known as neoconism. She says, oh, it's wonderful, just machine gun people in Iraq. So what about dead civilians? Just slaughter them. Ha, ha, ha. Nuke North Korea. Nuke everyone. So what about Mecca? On and on and on. Just junior high mindlessness. Let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette type stuff. And then, ha, 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 the tsunami victims. So what? I mean, this woman is just... And they're going to get crazier and crazier right out in front of us as the ivory tower people agree with them. We got Gonzalez, you know, up in the White House. We could bury people alive. We could pull their fingernails out. We could drown them to get answers. The president's above the law. We're above the law. We're gods. Just kill, kill. Everyone will submit to us. We're good. I mean, folks, these are nutcases. Their bosses carried out 9/11. They don't care about human life, and they're going to show you who they are. They can't help it. It always brings down criminals and control freaks and globalists because they cannot hide who they are. They want to basically sabotage themselves. They want someone to stop them. So it's getting more and more Looney Tunes here, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, National Guard, you thought 24 months of overseas duty in Iraq was bad. You're now going to be looking at 3 to 4 years. We've never done that. You serve a year in Korea or in combat. You serve in Vietnam for a year unless you want to volunteer. You serve your tour, you know, 11 months. Not anymore. Oh, boy, we're going to be covering that. This is sick. This is real sick. But let's go to your calls. You've been holding patiently. Who's up next here? Harvey in Florida, then Veronica, Eric, Mugis, and Deagle, and others. Go ahead, Harvey.
Yes, hello, Alex. How
hello.
Are you today? Oh, it's an honor to speak to you. You're really a wonderful American, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, that Ann Coulter is one of the many prostitutes for Bush. I mean, they have the airways covered. They have the Fox News covered. They have thousands of these prostitutes that work for Bush. And it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, you know that when I criticize a politician or a minion or a pundit or an attack dog or a hatchet person, I don't normally talk about the way they physically look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Coulter in person at the RNC from like 10 feet away. And, I mean, she was so ugly. She was so skinny. And she walked so weird and looked so evil.
Well, just think of what kind of people would sell themselves.
But my point is that they keep calling her, she's so beautiful, she's so, it's weird. And I have to admit, on TV, I don't find her attractive, but she doesn't look, I guess it puts 10 pounds on her, she doesn't look so evil. But just seeing her in person, I thought I was in like a Day of the Dead movie. It was like a zombie, like a giant, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, they're the epitome of evil. I mean, that's what you're seeing.
No, I got palpable, palpable evil radiated from her.
You're seeing right to their soul. These are people that would sell their soul to the devil for a few pieces of gold. This is nothing new. This is the heart of evil. And I thank God that you're on the air still and you're broadcasting the truth to whatever people are willing to listen in so many ways. Also, secondly, about Rumsfeld not willing to be signing the death certificates for our brave soldiers.
Which our Secretaries of Defense have always done.
Right, but even Goering, I think, used to hand-sign the death certificates for the Nazis. So this is how despicable a human being he is. And thirdly, that...
And then Coulter made a joke about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so what? We're not going to sign you.
One more thing I'd like to speak about. I'll hold on.
But go ahead and start, and then we'll let you finish after the break.
Okay, as far as Gonzalez yesterday, he looked like a choir boy sitting there. But you have to think about all the torturers that are coming back to this country that are going to be our neighbors, our policemen, our prison wardens. These are the people that we created that are going to come back here and torture us.
Oh, I agree. Stay there. We'll talk more about it. PrisonPlanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've been talking about Ann Coulter, just showing us how decadent and bloodthirsty she is. I just say we should just kill more people. So what about civilians? Just mow them down in Iraq. That'll handle it. We should nuke North Korea for fun. And then that'll scare everyone to do what we say. I mean, just cuckoo statements. And then, so what if Rumsfeld doesn't sign the death certificates of the troops? So what? And ha ha ha, the tsunami victims, they don't like America. They're getting what they deserve now. I mean, folks, these are quotes in here. And she's telling the New York Observer this. And the New York Observer is going, oh, she's so beautiful. She's so wonderful. She's so cool. And Coulter's cussing and frothing, and it's just, oh, how Christian! Oh, she's so beautiful. And then I've seen her in person, folks. She is like the ugliest woman, uglier than Janet Reno. I mean, on TV, with some makeup and her blonde hair, it's kind of like if you took a skull, a skeleton, and put some plastic on its face and a blonde wig. You know, it wouldn't look good, but it would just look like a puppet. But you see her in person, I mean, it was just like, folks, I'm telling you, I got chills when she walked by. I was like, oh, it's Ann Coulter. I was just like, goodness gracious. You know, I never talk about how people look to criticize them, because I have reasons, you know, substantive issues. But with her, it's important. I mean, it was just, the illusion is so great that in person, she walked like a skeleton. It was just real weird. It was like a apparition. Like if I was in a dark alley and that came walking by me, I'd think, did I just see like a ghost or something? Demonic, folks. Very demonic. And you know I never talk about people like this. I just, But to hear her going, you know, the troops just need to get tougher. So some decadent person doesn't know anything about war. Just get tougher. Just kill more of them. Just, so what? Kill civilians. We have no responsibility. Oh, that will make them love us. Just nuke them. Nuke them. They will submit. They're our bitch. And excuse me for using that derogatory term. That's what she said to a newspaper. You're Christian conservative. Well, should we blow up Mecca? Yes. Yes, they're our bitch. I mean, what does that mean? The Muslims are now our bleepers. I mean, what does that mean? Just kill them, nuke them, ah! Tsunami victims, ha ha! Rumsfeld doesn't sign the letters to the dead troops' family, ha ha! Just ha ha ha! Oh, you're so conservative, let us worship you! And then I talk to people on the street, neocons, and they're just like, yes, kill them, kill them, kill them! They're subhuman, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them! Torture them! So what? We gotta get tough! You saw what happened on 9/11 to us! We gotta get tough before they come here and get us! Nobody, look, even if you believe the government story that a guy with a walkie-talkie in a cave had NORAD stand down for an hour and a half and had public officials warned not to fly, because, you know, Bin Laden cared about Mary Willie Brown and John Ashcroft and the Joint Chiefs of Staffs and Salman Rushdie. And so, you know, Bin Laden called them up and said, don't fly to New York tomorrow, because they admit they were called and warned not to fly. And if you believe Bin Laden had CIA drills run that morning of hijacked jets flying into buildings so NORAD would stand down, admitted drills, by the way, of the exact same targets at the exact same time in the morning, run by the CIA, that's admitted. So Bin Laden can have the CIA run drills, so NORAD stands down. Maybe you believe Bin Laden could get Bush to fly the Bin Laden family out of the country when all their air traffic was grounded. Maybe you believe that Bush, Freudian slip, maybe you believe that Bin Laden get 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream loaded on C-130s a month into the Afghan war and flown out of the country to Pakistan by the U.S. government. It was a staged war. Maybe you believe Bin Laden just magically can do all this and do CIA insider trading. Maybe you believe he can do all this. He can make buildings that aren't hit by jet aircraft implode from small fires and not damage buildings right next to them. Maybe you believe this, okay? But even if you do, Saddam Hussein wasn't behind 9/11. Saddam Hussein didn't attack us. Saddam Hussein has been supposedly captured now. And our government is over there slaughtering innocent people, using depleted uranium. Our own troops are dying from it. And we've got this creature, Coulter and others, just making jokes about it. Jokes about killing civilians. You know, what about her? Imagine, let's send her. I'd love to see that walking stick out there in a helmet, out there in 130-degree heat, there in the summer, and you know, 5-degree, you know, freezing during the winter. I'd like to see her signing up with the National Guard to defend her country, you know, 5 years ago, and now she's been in Iraq for coming up on 2 years, and being told by Rumsfeld, we may keep you there for two more. Yes, you'll serve 4 tours now in a row. Maybe she'd like to be drinking the contaminated Halliburton water and the rotten Halliburton meals and paying to have her uniforms washed by Halliburton and having sand flies and skin diseases and blood diseases and all of it. Send her over there. George Bush, you send your two little bug-eyed daughters over there. All of you trash. In fact, did you know there's only one congressman who has a son in Iraq? Why don't you send all your children there? Why don't you do it? Send your kids, you bunch of chicken hawks. You make me sick. All right, now I'm ranting. I got to get to the rest of the calls. Harvey, finish up because I want to go to Victoria and everybody else.
That was a great soliloquy there, Mr. Alex Jones. It was absolutely terrific. Now, just one further thing about Ann Coulter. You know, there are thousands of these cretins on the airwaves all across the country, and they're keeping the American public totally misinformed.
Let's call them ultra-liberals.
I mean, she has only been one of the many disgusting people that somehow got the prominence in this country, and you have to think about what kind of country it is now that would put such a person in prominence or buy her books or support her in any way and think this is entertainment. It's the same, what she's saying about North Korea and all the other countries she wants to nuke. You have to remember when we did the shock and awe, when we first did our blunder into Iraq. We were supposed to shock and awe the people. Remember that one?
Yes.
We were supposed to show them our superior military. Our superior military, and they were supposed to just bend over and take whatever we dished out. But unfortunately, the human spirit is a lot stronger. And even against our overwhelming technical superiority, a few people with some donkeys have been able to beat our troops.
Well,
the whole thing is a fallacy. I mean,
no, it is. It's saddle around. Thanks for the call. And the point you made before the break about a lot of the troops don't like torturing people, don't like shooting children. When they accidentally shoot up a car full of a family and the little babies are dying in their arms. We're talking about Marine Corps Master Sergeants come on this show and cry and beg God for mercy. So they have souls. But a large portion of the troops, I wouldn't say the majority, but about 30%, are getting off on it. We have video of it. They shoot people and cheer when they, just for fun, shoot a woman walking down the street. Watch me blast this bleeper. Boom! Man, did you see her head go off? Oh, we caught you stealing a stick of firewood to cook your food. We're going to machine gun your car and laugh and then run over it with a tank. Well, stuff like that. And they laugh about it. And it's fun. It's funny. I guess you're just blowing off some steam, like Limbaugh said, having a little fun. Those guys are all coming back here, boys and girls. They're going to be your police officers. Police officers? These guys are going to pull your daughter over when she's at college in another city, when you aren't there to protect her. You know, this is going to affect you. Heaven help us. Victoria in Colorado. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was just going to say, keep up the good work. The reason I'm calling is it's an article in Parents Magazine about bottled water is better. Anyway, the article suggests that if your kids drink bottled water, that they're at a higher risk of getting cavities in their baby teeth, and it suggests that if your kids aren't going to drink bottled water, to give them fluoride supplements. Ask your pediatrician about fluoride supplements. I mean, I just couldn't believe that.
Ma'am, when you go to, say, you know, the children's store to buy, you know, baby goods, to buy cribs, diapers, you know, whatever, all that stuff, the big mega centers, everywhere are these end caps with fluoridated water for babies. Give them the mineral they need. Now, understand, you need fluoride. You need calcium fluoride. You need a little bit of calcium fluoride, just like you need a little bit of everything. They put masses of sodium fluoride, the byproduct of aluminum manufacturing, purification, as well as fertilizer production. And the head doctor in Canada, who helped get it passed a decade ago, forced fluoridation, has gone public, said he was wrong. It's horribly toxic. Nobel laureates, the scientists, the epidemiologists. I've had them all on. It's deadly. And it retards. Europe has done a county by county. In England has done studies. Ireland has done studies. There's hundreds of these. A county that has water fluoridation will have a 10-point IQ reduction. They now have 30, 40-year studies to do this. And it's Europe-wide. They've done these studies all over. It is an IQ-reducing toxin. Go ahead.
Well, it even gives a website here to visit for, you know, to rate your water in your community. And then,
well,
you know,
I mean, ma'am, let me stop you. For those that don't believe us, I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to tell my producer at the network, find the clip where mercury is good for you, please. Mercury is the most dangerous heavy metal to the brain. It specifically matches the receptor areas and burns out the neurons like nothing else. And we've played the scientific reports from major medical universities here. But now it's good for your children. So I expect them to be selling mercury supplements, probably by law, make you take them. But go ahead.
Well, I just can't believe in this magazine, on one page they're talking about how deadly lead is for you, but then on the other page. I mean, they're promoting one poison and saying another poison is bad. I don't get it.
Anything else? It's good points.
No, that's all. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for holding and thank you for joining us. Eric and Muggis, I think, is what he wants to go by. And I have a call from Dr. Deagle here. Got everybody in order. But just a ton of other news. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Congress certifies Bush's win after protest and a lot more. Let's go back to the calls. Eric in Connecticut. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Alex. Welcome from Skull and Bones country.
That's right.
I wanted to tell your listeners and people who surf on the web that your website, prisonplanet.tv, is a smorgasbord. There are more videos on that website, more audio archived. Basically, you're getting a lot, people, for pennies on the dollar. And I just wanted to put that plug in.
Well, thank you.
Also, this whole bit with Coulter. I read that article. In fact, that's the reason I called you. I the reception was in and out. I get you on shortwave. And, you know, as usual, you're right on top of it, and you were talking about it. And These neocons really do, Alex, remind me of the scene from The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy and her friends are in the Emerald Castle and they're standing in front of the projected personage of the wizard, and the wizard is telling them, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The Coulters, the Limbaughs, the Hannitys, these other people, they are the projected persona. Military-industrial complex, the multinational corporations, the Illuminati, they're the people behind the curtain pushing the buttons. Limbaugh, for example, he offered, and I wish I had a tape of this, he had expressed a desire to volunteer for the Abu Ghraib duty and the Gitmo detention duty.
Yeah, the one clip I've got is where he says they're just having fun blowing off steam, torturing people. There's another clip I've heard where he says it's a great, good thing, and we should do it. And I heard that he talked about how he wanted to go there and take part.
Exactly.
I mean, that's disgusting.
I think people I cannot emphasize enough to people, Alex, just how dangerous these neocons are.
Well, they're trying to warp our minds. I mean, they're on TV and radio saying torture's good. Let's nuke everyone. Let's kill more civilians. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's so decadent.
You know, there's an old saying, beauty is skin deep, but ugly goes right to the bone. And I think that fits Coulter perfectly. I mean, the interview that you had with her was so revealing. And frankly, I thought that she expressed a great deal of ignorance.
Well, I mean, everything I tried to bring up, she didn't know about it.
You know,
and I'd go, but Bush isn't conservative, and well, the Democrats are going along with all this, and well, Patriot Act says this. No, it doesn't. Well, here, let me read Section 802. Well, I haven't read the Patriot Act, but she wrote a book about it.
See, the scary thing to me, Alex, is that I think she knows an awful lot more than she's letting on, and that, to me, makes her more poisonous than anything else. I feel she and these other neocons, they know the real story behind 9/11. They know the goals of the Illuminati. They know all the a lot of the satanic sacrifices and rituals, and I think a lot of them participate in this stuff. And I don't think that she's as dumb as she acts. I could be wrong, but my impression is that she knows an awful lot more than she's letting on, and she's laughing all the way to the bank to sell people down the primrose path.
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And for those that don't believe it, Skull and Bones is real, Bohemian Grove's real, your Christian conservatives worship the devil, us and the male prostitutes, the top gay porn stars, New York Post headline to, quote, service them. And your church leaders won't talk about it. And I just bring that up to illustrate how what you're told isn't what's really going on. You know, the surface of things. Let's talk to Mugis, I guess, in England. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Thanks for letting me in. I have three questions. My first question is about weather manipulation technology. Is it in your knowledge that in recent years it has been practiced? Can you talk about it a little bit? Secondly, in the election, you know, in the last election, do you have... can you summarize, you know, how did they rig the election, like five-star trust, you know? Do you know anything about that? My third question is...
Say that again, that last word.
Five-star trust. Five-star trust, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it rings a bell, but I can go over how the election was scammed. And what was your third question?
Yes, can you kindly summarize a little bit about that? The third question is it in your knowledge that they are grooming or training the next presidential candidate? You know anything
yes.
about that?
Yes, because it's all predetermined years before.
Yes, because I heard the interview of Kathy O'Brien. You know, she was talking about Bush being trained before he got into power. I mean, long time before.
No, I know. 10 years ago, before he was even governor, she was saying that.
Yes. Can you answer these questions? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Very important questions. I'll try to answer them when we get back on the other side of this quick break. Very, very important questions that the caller raised, and we'll cover them on the other side. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to answer the caller from England's three questions, if I can remember them. Number one, is weather modification real? Are there examples of it being used? About 3 years ago, we had massive flash floods in South and Central Texas that killed, it was like 35 people. It was in the mid-30s. And, it was record levels. And it was in the San Antonio paper, just a blurb, that was it caused by a Navy weather control test that they did right where the storms started? I mean, huge storms that dump like, 5 inches in an hour, that rains for a day, just, feet of water. It's just craziness. And then, of course, there's shows like on the Weather Channel, like Atmospheres, an hour-long special where they control the weather in Vietnam or where the Russians can control the weather with cloud seeding and these big antenna arrays they project into the sky and where. What they can do is, for sure, they can manipulate weather systems. Can they create whatever weather they want? I don't know. They can certainly steer and accentuate and lessen or increase a storm's magnitude. That's admitted, patented, been around for 50 years, longer than that. I mean, cloud seeding with chemicals has been around for 75 years. Now, are there super weather weapons? Well, all I can go off of is H.R. 2977, 107th Congress, gets into tectonic weapons, weather weapons. I know that Secretary of Defense Cohen, and I read these quotes a few weeks ago, and talked about the future of the big threat is going to be already developed tectonic weapons, weather weapons. Again, he said it. I didn't say it. I don't know if it's real, okay? I don't know. I stick to what I can prove. And then your second question was about election fraud, I believe. We're bringing up election fraud, and how do they steal the election? Well, you can't just steal the election at a state-by-state level like Ohio and New Mexico, where clearly it was stolen by the Republicans. You can't just steal it, because then Kerry would challenge it. So you've got to have Kerry throw it as well and not challenge it, which he didn't. He even tried to behind-the-scenes block moves in Congress to disqualify certain states. So there's your evidence right there. You know, the neocons go, these evil Democrats, they're just doing this. Well, no, the Democrat leadership is not doing this. And they give Bush pass after pass. They don't bring up the scandals of all the different bid rigging and things that are going on. I mean, just hundreds of issues they could bring up. They don't do that. And I think your third question was about Kathy O'Brien before Bush was even governor, going around saying that he was going to be the president and she'd been told this and shown this. It's obvious that they groom presidents long beforehand, and they'll have three or four people who are going to be in the running, and they'll control both the left and the right, and they'll have staged elections. I mean, that's just how things work. They get us all focused in on congressional elections and on presidential elections, and then no one, even maybe 7, 8% of the population, votes in local elections where a lot of the real power resides. All right, shifting gears into news, and then I'll get to the rest of your calls. I talked about this New York Observer article, 6 pages long, where Ann Coulter is cussing and laughing and being recorded for the interview. She's very proud of herself and saying ha, ha, ha about the dead tsunami victims. And so what if Rumsfeld didn't assign the death certificates of the soldiers? And let's nuke. I think it'd be fun and funny to nuke North Korea. And we just need to kill more people in Iraq. That'll make them submit. The troops have just got to get tougher. And it's not our responsibility if we kill civilians. I mean, a lot of crazy statements like that. And it matches what Gonzalez says. Alberto, I love torture Gonzalez. Oh, I'm not violating the Constitution by saying the president's above the Constitution. Or, and he wouldn't back off saying the president is above the law. He restated that yesterday. And he's saying the same thing. We are judge, jury, and executioner. We are your rulers. Things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, so long as I'm a dictator. You know, as Bush likes to say on two different occasions. Like Clinton liked to say, better be nice to me, I might end up being a dictator. So, illustrate what she's saying about we're going to invade Iran, we're going to invade North Korea, and Madeleine Albright, that dumb liberal, made a peace deal with them. She's so stupid. We're conservatives. Again, she brings up some evil Democrat, and very evil. Madeleine Albright is very similar to her. 700,000 dead Iraqi children, good price to pay for security in the Gulf. That's a quote, NBC, 1997. Saying the same kind of stuff Coulter's saying. But she brings up a Democrat to suddenly make all the conservatives think, oh, she's attacking a Democrat. We must support her in all these psychotic values that we're now adopting through her. This is how they sell you on all this. But Coulter doesn't bring up that Donald Rumsfeld was on the board of ABB and went to Clinton, and Clinton was the traitor. He opened the door, but Loral and Hughes and all these big companies, ABB, these were Republican-run companies with former Republican officials who are in this revolving door making the money. So, yeah, Bill Clinton's bad. He lets them do it. But then the conservatives don't want to talk about who actually did it. So she's going, we just didn't need to nuke North Korea because Madeleine Albright messed it up with a peace deal and giving them reactors. What it was Donald Rumsfeld gave them the reactors. But see, the average person doesn't think like that. They don't think three-dimensionally. It's all two-dimensional. They don't have all these facts and information because they don't study it. They know all the facts and minutia of baseball or football or how to have the coolest car. Or, I mean, it's ridiculous. And so I'm looked at as a weirdo because I know all these facts and all this information. No, I made it my life to be an expert on politics and the geopolitical system and somewhat on history. History's a big subject, and I studied a lot and don't know much. But compared to the general public, I mean, I'm light years ahead. So if you start studying politics like you study baseball, I got friends that can tell me baseball scores from 1954. They know everything. But you try to tell them about politics, man, they go blank. They don't know what the First Amendment is, the Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. They can't find Iraq on a map. You know my classic diatribe on that. They got their opinions about Iraq, boy. But you tell them, you know, our government put Saddam in, our government gave them the weapons, our government told them to invade. You're a liar! Well, I mean, you know who fired Pete Rose. That'd be like me telling you, well, Pete Rose wasn't fired for gambling. And you'd go, yes, he was. And I go, no, it's just not true. You know, you telling me that we didn't hire Saddam and didn't give him the weapons and didn't tell him to invade, it would be like me telling a baseball fan Pete Rose wasn't banned from baseball for gambling while he was a manager. You know, you'd laugh at me. You'd go, you're an idiot, man. Pete Rose, yes, he's banned from baseball. No, Pete Rose doesn't exist. That's the equivalent of what you do. Like the caller yesterday who's got their, you know, their big author friend, and they're going, look, the UN took over the national parks. And the guy reads the bill that the executive ordered, 12,986, reads it and goes, well, that's UNESCO. That's not the UN. What do you think UNESCO is? I mean, these, and folks, the reason I freaked out over that call is I've gotten that very same thing. Well, that says UNESCO, Mr. Jones. I mean, I've been on the radio, in studio, a talk show host, and they bring it up, and we're online. I go, no, look, UNESCO is the UN. No, it's not. It's just, well, it's a body of the UN. And, you know, it's like saying my right arm isn't Alex Jones. Well, it's certainly part connected to my brain. Yes, it's Alex Jones. If I walk up and punch you in the face, Alex Jones hits you, not my arm hits you. The mental gymnastics that are engaged in here are just mind-blowing. I told people for 7 years, I've read the federal plans, here they are, they're going to put satellite boxes and transponders in your cars and tax you on every road in America. Ha-ha, you're a kook. I talked to those same people today, either they go, yeah, you're right, and they woke up, which most people have, or they just giggle and say, yeah, so what, you're still weird, you know, just... But my point here is take culture and just all this classic decadence. Just, ha, 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 our troops should just kill more civilians. That'll handle it. She's actually in here saying this. And, ha, ha, I think it'd be fun to nuke people. I mean, if you're really going to talk about nuking people, you don't, you know, this is great gravity if you were even going to consider that psychopathic course of action. You still want to be serious about it. Well, we may have to nuke them. You don't,
I think it'd be fun. Oh, yes.
I mean, it's just a total disconnect. But let's talk about what this disconnect has caused. Rumsfeld seeks broad review of Iraq policy. Eric Schmidt, New York Times. The Pentagon is sending a retired four-star Army general to Iraq next week to conduct an unusual open-ended review of the military's entire Iraq policy, including troop levels, training programs for Iraqi security forces, and the strategy for fighting the insurgency, senior Defense Department officials said Thursday. The extraordinary leeway given to the highly regarded officer, General Gary E. Luck, a former head of American forces in South Korea and currently a senior advisor to the Military Joint Command, underscores the deep concern by senior Pentagon officials and top American commanders over the direction the operation in Iraq is taking. Yes, the bulldozing people's fields and shooting their children and torturing and taking all the men in entire towns isn't going well. Coulter's answer, kill them. Just kill them all. And it's broad ramifications for the military, said some members of Congress and military analysts. And they go on to say 150,000 troops isn't enough. They need 30,000 more. They're in the country permanently. And they go on to say that General Luck was senior advisor to Tommy Franks during the war in 2003. Yeah, it's been going on that long. And they go on to say that in another move that could affect hundreds of thousands of members of the National Guard and Reserve, the senior Army official said the Pentagon leadership was also considering whether to change mobilization policy to allow reservists to be called up for more than 24 months of total service, which is 24 months is the current limit. And the report says that it could be upwards of 4 years in combat. 4 years. Folks, no one has ever... You take the reserve troops, and you're going to keep them for 4 years active duty. And then the enlisted people, the regular military, they're being told, sorry, you've already served 3 years, you're going to serve two more. But I signed up for this. Well, we don't care. Oh, but there's no draft. With American commanders in Iraq voicing concerns over the increasingly sophisticated insurgency and gaps in the Iraqi leadership, General Luck's assignment is tasked with acknowledgement that the Iraq operation, including the training program, has reached a crossroads. The evidence is the training is not going well since Senator Jack Reed, a Rhode Island Democrat who visited Iraq recently and was an officer in the 82nd Airborne Division. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. The article goes on and on. So the troops are breathing DU, getting experimental vaccines illegally, being forced on them. They've got all these blood diseases, skin diseases. They're sleeping in their tanks in total squalor. Just the food hardly gets there on time. It is a hellhole. Bombs, machine gunning, death. More and more Iraqis are picking up guns and taking pot shots. And Ann Coulter's dancing around going, just kill more civilians. Just get tougher. Just get tougher. Crush them. Crush them. Go ahead. Crush them. Just kill more. It's not going to work, folks. That's not how it works. And everybody knows that. You know, when the Nazis first went into Russia, the Russians were like, yay, yay, until they started lining people up and shooting them and sending them to work camps. And then they said, well, you better fight back. I mean, when you don't give somebody a choice... The Iraqis sit there with their mouths hanging open as all the Baathists, it's like 98% of them, are put back into power. And it's just rampant corruption and malnutrition, starvation, diseases. It's just never been this bad. Did you know that, I was looking at these statistics a few weeks ago, did you know Iraq has a death rate and a malnutrition rate and a fetal death rate that is the highest in the world now? Our government tried to ban numbers being gathered, but they've still been gathered. I mean, it's worse than Somalia and Rwanda. It's nowhere worse. I've interviewed reporters with independent groups who aren't liberal or conservative who've been there. I mean, folks, it's starving families. It's people wandering around, you know, with the shriveling up, no food. I mean, it's just hell. Hell. And this is the liberation. This is liberation. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Congress certifies Bush's win after protest. Reuters, the U.S. Congress yesterday formally certified Lord Bush's staged victory over the November elections. I added that part. After two Democrats symbiotically stalled the event in protest at alleged voting irregularities in Ohio. Alleged. California Senator Barbara Boxer, Ohio Representative Stephen Tubbs Jones, formally lodged objections because of Ohio, although they said they recognized Bush's had won and were not trying to overturn the results, so it's a staged event. They said their goal was to force lawmakers to heed problems that had been particularly evident in Democratic-leaning minority and urban neighborhoods and to counter the need for more voting reforms, including standard election rules in the states, and to consider the need for better voting systems. The objection does not have at its root the hope or even the hint of overturning or challenging the victory of the president, Tubbs Jones said. Boxer called it a matter of electoral justice. And the rare objection to vote certification, the first filed in decades, forced the House and Senate to halt their joint session, usually a routine and ceremonial affair. Each chamber then debated the objection and rejected it. For the Senate, 74-1, the House, 267-31. And Kerry was behind the scenes trying to block it. Because, again, he took a dive, folks. And, again, this means I'm for Kerry. The facts are the facts. I'm not for either one of these cousins who are members of the same organization. So it's been formally A-OK'd. The dollar is being reported an explosive rise for the fifth day and longest rally since October 2003. And how much has it gone back up in value? 0.7. Which is actually substantive. I mean, it's still tiny, but overall compared to other gains, they call gains, oh, it dropped 2 points, but it went back up, you know, 0.001. My goodness. But it has gone up a tiny bit because of massive EU and Japanese buying trying to prop it up. Bush is dancing around saying, I want a weak dollar. So we'll come back. I'm going to plug my videos briefly on the other side, go to your calls, and then a bunch of other news. Get your pens and paper ready, though. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Set up in Iraq are the same laws they're passing here. This is out of the Associated Press. Iraq extends state of emergency, arrests without warrants, night curfews. Welcome to America. Massive assault on Fallujah going on. Fans zapped by tasers at football game. Chinese one-child policy activist gets more jail time. By the way, our government gives awards to China for that. House GOP reverse course on ethics rules. considering Tom DeLay. Also, Big Brother coming to a bank near you. Just lots of announcements about that. And Egyptian paper reporting Israeli-Indian nuke test caused tsunami. I don't know if that's true. Heart expert warns about use of tasers. That's just some of what's coming up. Also, more and more Americans are refusing to take, they don't want to take, record levels of people aren't taking because they don't have enough of it. Turns out there's an oversupply, as usual, just basically made up to make you think there was a scarcity so you'd run out and stand in line to get it. One of their favorite tactics, I've used this analogy or example before, a lot of big companies that sell children's toys have been caught staging fights over toys and runs on toys. And then they'll get the news media involved, and then there'll be a news report about people stand in line and fight over the new toy. And then it causes people to go, man, I've got to have that toy. Schwarzenegger even made a movie about a Turbo doll, which was a real doll in stores, just for the movie was basically a film, this was even in the news, to cause a run on the toy. Well, it's the same thing with the flu shot. There's not enough and you want it. And yeah, there was a few lines the first few days of idiots going out who bought into it, but the general public went, I'm not going to go take that. So they got big problems. All is well here in the New World Order. Some people seem to think inside the New World Order system, but it's really not. Up in their ivory towers, they may think everything's great, Ann Coulter and others. But all is not well here in the New World Order. All right, before I end this hour and come back straight to your calls, I'm going to go to them quickly, 1-800-259-9231. Before we end this hour, just briefly, folks, I don't belabor this point. They're great videos. They're well-produced. They're fast-moving. They're dynamic, and they wake people up, and they give you an inside view on how the New World Order operates. If you want a master's degree in how the New World Order carries out its evil activities and what its master plan is, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. They're great videos. American Dictators, my newest video. I'm still running the special of over 70% off. I'm still running that special on some of the best videos I've made. Go to the website, look at the specials, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the site, look at the specials, order your hard copy today. We'll ship it out to you UPS. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Make the call today. 1-888-253-3139. No obligation to buy, by the way, when you call. You can call up and ask about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139. I've made 11 films. I carry dozens of other great videos and books on tape and pro-Second Amendment t-shirts and culture would say it was liberal. You're liberal if you're pro-gun. You need to have these materials and get them out to people. We've got Infowars.com bumper stickers at cost. You just pay for the shipping. Basically, they're free. Toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all the films online. We'll be right back. Stay with us.